$270,000 jackpot. That's how many people correctly guessed when the ice on the Tanaha River would move. They each get about $4,500 after taxes. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jefferson. We're up and running, and we're off to a good party. We're going to be having some fun here pretty soon, and we have a lot to celebrate. We are on the cusp of it. We're on the edge. Got our toes hanging over the edge. We're ready to go.
Release the hounds!
Release the hounds. Well, just in case you haven't heard or have never heard, we are going to be headed to Sacramento. We're going to go pay a visit down at the Capitol of State Secretary's office and file some paperwork and get some stuff rolling. And if you haven't heard, all I can do is suggest that you go to Facebook for Shasta County for Jefferson and Rally Sally. If you see her name attached to it, it's legit. Get in line with her. Find out what's going on. Go to soj51.net or soj51.org. Either one, they go to the same website. And learn what's happening in your state. Find out what's going to be happening in Jefferson, especially if you live in the territory of Jefferson, the northern 21 counties. So we're up and running. Got my wonderful co-host partner here, Terry Raposa, and our man at the helm, Mr. Bob Martin. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Wynn, and good morning to you and Terry.
Good morning. Ready, Terry?
I was born ready.
Amen.
Yeah, we've got a couple of quick announcements. First, Wynn's going to talk a little bit about a fundraiser here that we're doing in a minute.
Which I can't find right now. I'm having one hell of a time finding it on all this technology
Well, buddy, it's okay. It's all right.
So it's not fun.
Well, let's talk about Monday then.
Yes.
This coming Monday, there will be no Patriot meeting and no Jefferson meeting. And in just a minute or two, we're going to read you the official press release. We've already been contacted. Mark and I have both been interviewed by CNN. We've already been contacted by Newsweek. We've been contacted by the LA Times, etc. And we haven't even released this press release yet. This is going out today. We're excited. We finally moved to where we need to move to. And time has really come for 51. We're moving off the beaches. We're filing this court case. Yes.
Yes.
We are filing this court case.
We are making it happen in many many different ways is going to be happening.
Well, we can get to the fundraiser in a bit. Let's get to some great stuff. First of all, I'm going to read the press release. I'm also going to hand it back to my co-host here, as we will start once we're done with the press release, and we'll start talking about each one of these paragraphs. I have to thank Terry Giardi, who is an absolute just a wonder. What a wonderful lady she is. She has been fantastic on all this. She is our public information officer. I just can't say enough great things about her. And she really has written a wonderful, wonderful press release. And here it is. So you're hearing what Fox, CNN, ABC, CBS, and NBC should be receiving here in about, 8 or 9 hours. For immediate release, May 8th, 2017, Citizens for Fair Representation, we'll call it the CFR, has filed a lawsuit against the state of California for lack of representation and dilution of vote. The CFR represents citizens from 21 rural counties in the northern area of the state. A long list of plaintiffs have joined the CFR in the lawsuit, representing a diversity of cultures, ages, races, and political philosophy. Over the last 3 years, most of these plaintiffs have petitioned the California State Legislature and the Secretary of State seeking equal and fair representation. Tens of thousands of phone calls, letters, and emails have gone out to their elected representatives requesting their elected to author a bill or a resolution that would put in place a more representative balance in both legislative chambers. Many of the plaintiffs have personally visited legislative offices and claim that all their requests have gone ignored, leaving them no choice but to enter the legal process. Currently, California's population is just under 40 million, whose people are represented by 40 state senators and 80 assemblymen, the same number of representatives that existed in 1862 when the total population was 416,465. Prior to 1964, just about every county was represented by one senator. Today, a California senator represents an average of 1 million people, and each assembly member 500,000. Currently, 11 rural counties have one senator whose vote is diluted by 15 senators representing the single county of Los Angeles. California's imbalance of representation ranks the worst on the list of 50 states. The small state of New Hampshire has 400 in their state House of Representatives, with a ratio of one representative for less than 4,000 people, and have 24 senators for every 55,000. New Hampshire's ratio is of balance closely models the representation CFR is seeking to accomplish here in California. If CFR is successful, this would be history in the making, not only for their 21 counties, but all California 58 counties and those in other states. The claimant state, California's refusal to increase its levels of population to reflect the exponential population growth is both arbitrary and unconstitutional. The CFR's lawsuit will be filed May 8th with the United States District United States District Court, Eastern District of California, Sacramento Division. Citizens for Fair Representation is a 501c4. There you have it, folks.
What more can you say?
Well, you know, when we break this thing down, we'll encourage you to call in at 605-4567, 605-4567. But what we want to do is we want to encourage you to call in. But we will take each paragraph and break it down, because Terry, in her genius, has written this in a fashion that you can take this, and it explains exactly what we're doing. So we'll take it paragraph by paragraph, and I'm sure that Bob is going to lead us out with a song here, knowing him. Oh, he's nodding his head, working his magic. He and Rally Sally are working their magic, so we're going to take a quick break here. Then we'll go for a long segment. We'll chit-chat. Call us at 605-4567. We are moving off the beaches. We're going inland. Time has come
for 51.
Evolution, well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out?
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by, and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart. That only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Back and we're ready to roll. Hey, thank you, Sally, for sending me the information regarding the fundraiser. I'm technically challenged, as most of you may know. Okay, so the fundraiser is of support the state of your tickets now for the fundraising dinner auction, and it's Saturday, June 17th at the Anderson Veterans Hall. And Shasta and Tama counties are working on this fundraiser combined together, and it's going to be. Let's see, the doors open at 5 p.m. Dinner begins at 6:30. It's tri-tip or barbecue chicken dinner, $30 per person or $50 per couple, and they're pre-sale tickets only. So you have to get your tickets ahead of time, and you can call Jan at 945-0673 or Patty at 833-0265, and all proceeds of this event go to the Jefferson Legal Fund. And we'll talk about that again a little bit later, but I just want to kind of give you a heads up on what's going to be happening with that. And I'll mention all this information a little bit later in the broadcast as well.
All right, so now we're going to go to the phones. Andrew and Bernie, how you doing, Andrew?
Good morning. Hey, I want to thank you guys for waiting a week to file this. The 1st of May is a communist holiday. The optics would have just been horrible. Thank you. Keep it up, gentlemen. Love it.
Good call, Andrew. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to take this press release and we're going to break it down paragraph by paragraph because, it again, in Terry's genius, she was able to put together something for us that sort of sends the whole message of what we're doing. Citizens for Fair Representation to file a lawsuit against the state of California for lack of representation and dilution of vote. The CFR represents citizens from 21 rural counties in Northern California, in the northern area, excuse me, of the state. A long list of plaintiffs have joined the CFR in the lawsuit representing diversity of cultures, ages, races, and political philosophy. What's your first thought on that, my friend?
Covers it all.
You know, the thing I
Nobody's left out.
Right, and I think that's the main thing here because I know that we have people on both sides of the aisle. We have people from all different ethnicity, and it's been fantastic to see everybody coming together. Quickly, and I know that even talking to CNN the other day, talking to that reporter, you know, the thing is that this really is about all people. And I think it's fair to say, I know Mark Baird has said it 100 times, and he's right. And I think most of us begin to feel that way. I mean, I don't care about the Republican Party, and I don't care about the Democratic Party. I care about my kids, my grandkids, and I care about America's liberty. I care about our state's liberty. I care about being in a position to where our children have as good of life and opportunity as we had, and in fact, even better. And with the state of California being completely lawless, there's just no way in the world that that's going to happen in this state. No way.
Agreed.
Here's the second paragraph. Over the last 3 years, most of these plaintiffs have petitioned the California state legislature and the Secretary of State seeking equal and fair representation. Tens of thousands of phone calls, letters, and emails have gone out to their elected representatives representing their elected author, to author a bill or a resolution that would put in place a more representative balance in both legislative chambers. Many of the plaintiffs have personally visited legislative offices, I know Wynn and I have, and many of you folks out there have, and claim that their requests have gone ignored, leaving them no choice but to enter the legal process.
Yeah, when you're getting ignored by 10,000-fold, how do you address it? The only way we're able to address it is in the action of what we're doing, the lawsuit. We're filing a grievance. And it's in the Constitution, in the state Constitution, that we're allowed to do that. That's what we're doing. And remember, folks, we're doing it morally and ethically. We're doing it right. We're following the rules of that they've laid out for us on our behalf, for us to be able to do this. So we're doing everything by the book, and we're not going to be underhanded about it, because why would we dare be underhanded about anything we're doing? Because then we would be no better than they. So we need to make sure we do it correctly.
I know that Bev made, what was it, like 5,000 calls or something?
Oh, I know. She was an animal. Yes, she was all over that.
I mean, you know,
it's
one person. So yeah. When we talk about 10,000 calls, that's true. I know that Wynn, my good friend here, made 120 calls to each representative in one day. How long did that take you, Wynn?
Oh, for all, I called all 120 representatives in one day, and I did that a couple times. I did about two or three times. Actually, I did it three times. So in total, 360 calls. And you can do chores around the house while you're doing that, because it takes time. You're on the phone quite a bit. You talk to the staffers. You never, ever speak to a representative. Not once did I speak to a representative. There were multiple times where I had to leave messages because their answering machines picked up. Or there were a couple times where their call boxes weren't receiving calls. But I made the calls, and I documented them, and you know, it was the phone numbers that were listed within the Capitol Registry. So that's what I did, and I did it multiple times just to prove that I could do it, number one. And then if somebody says, well, they can't make a phone call, well, why not? I made 120. And then they kind of, oh, okay, well, yeah, I guess I can make at least one. No, how about making three? Try three. See what you get there. And if you don't get anything, great. And you can make a couple phone calls while you're having a cup of coffee. It's that simple. And Mark alluded to that multiple times. You know, when he's having a cup of coffee, he'd make some phone calls. We all did this. And in my own personal experience, I never got a response back from any representative.
Well,
the beauty of it, though, their staffers are A+. Their staffers that answer the phones and take notes and talk to you, and you get to know them after a while. They were good. They did their job, and they did it well. I only ran into maybe one or two that were kind of snarky, but you know what? That's okay. That's what they do, and I wasn't snarky back, because that doesn't gain us anything by being that way. So I just went through the process with them and just kept on going. But again, 120 in one sitting is an undertaking, but it can be done.
I know that when I called, to prove Wynn's point, when I called Senator Ted Gaines's office, I requested a phone call back. Here's the rigmarole. Now, understand a couple of things here.
Yeah.
One is, we pay these people. What does Gaines have, like 12 houses now or something? I think he and his wife live in different districts, so they can run for – they can both have their finger in the pie, as my good friends across the ocean say. You know, really and truly, this has just gotten just outrageous. I make the phone call. I talk to a staffer. The staffer says, well, you have to email so-and-so at such and such address, which was, you know, .gov/.gov/ .gov/. Once you do that, then they will return your email. Get this, within 10 days. Maybe. Get this. Then when they do return your email, you may get a chance to talk to the senator. And that could be up to 2 to 4 weeks. I'm not kidding you. Stop it. Is that representation, folks?
So 10 days and then two to four weeks on top of that.
Oh, at least.
So you're looking at easily a month and a half.
You're looking at a month anyway, yeah, if they're expeditious. But yeah, you're right. That's how insane it is. So you stop and think about that. And I mentioned that to the staffer. I said, really and truly, I said, is this representation? I mean, we've helped make this man rich. And here we are in a position where we can't even get – and you call that representation?
Not by choice.
You know, and again, the question we've always asked them, okay, well, what's your plan? They don't have a plan. Now, paragraph 3. Currently, California's population is just under 40 million. Those people are represented by 40 state senators and 80 assembly members, the same number of representatives that existed in 1862 when the total population was 416,465.
That was our state population at that time.
That's right, 416,465. Prior to 1964, wow, just about every county was represented by one senator. Today, a California state senator represents an average of 1 million people, and each assembly member 500,000. Currently, 11 northern rural counties have one senator whose vote is diluted by 15 senators representing the single county of Los Angeles.
So our one senator who represents, again, 11 northern county and approximately a million people, and then L.A. County has 15 representatives representing approximately a million people. There's more.
Yeah.
There's no way in the world we're ever going to win that game. Even if they agreed with us, even if, you know, say six of them agreed with us, we're still not going to win that.
Well, yeah. And if you divide, give you an idea how egregious this is. First, I want to clear something up, too. The senators, the 15 senators that represent the single county of Los Angeles, which is in the millions, the 15 senators that they have there, 11 of them are actually representing Los Angeles County. The other four have Los Angeles County and parts of four others, or one other. So anyway, you've got you have that happening. And if we look at the ratio in 1862 with 416,465, that means that every 3,500, a little less than 3,500 people, had a representative. Mm-hmm. Now it's 286 times worse. 286 times worse. So California's imbalance of representation ranks the worst on the list of 50 states. The small state of New Hampshire has 400 in their House of Representatives with a ratio of one representative for less than 4,000 people. They have 24 senators, one for every 55,000. New Hampshire's ratio of balance closely models the representation the CFR is seeking to accomplish here in California. If the CFR is successful, this would be history in the making not only for the 21 counties, but all California's 58 counties and those of other states.
Something to think about. Do you think we're going to run into some opposition?
Well, you know, the crazy thing is that, I mean,
jeez,
when you start thinking that we have had no increase in representation virtually since 1862, and it's 286 times worse, it's egregious. And this is our state, our claimant state. This is what we're stating and what we're basing everything on. California's refusal to increase its levels of representation to reflect the exponential population growth is both arbitrary and unconstitutional, which it is.
Wow. That hurts.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is that, I mean, we're just not taking it any longer. The point of us actually filing this court case is going to happen tomorrow. We encourage everybody to go to the Capitol. You can wander around the Capitol,
knock on doors. Yep,
and
knock
ask
on doors.
Them. Carry, there'll be copies of these available of this press release. Simply read it to them. Say, how in the world can you possibly justify your position, especially in Southern California, to where we have absolutely no rights, which were guaranteed under the California Constitution and the United States Constitution for fair and equal representation? That just isn't happening. How can you guys justify that, and why the deaf ear? And I can't wait to see a few senators around there that I know, but I have a feeling that they might be ducking us a little. But we're going to fix that with the...
They're going to be busy tomorrow. They're going to be out and about at an appointment somewhere else. That's what they're going to be doing, and I'll bet dollars to donuts that's what's going to happen. They're not going to be there. They're not going to want to have any dialogue. They're not going to want to be put on spot. They're not going to want to deal with their constituents.
Yeah.
So, therefore, you know, that goes to prove our point once again. here we go. You know, we go to their office where they work and are supposed to be working and for our benefit, which isn't really happening. So what are we doing?
I mean, we're filing a court case because we've had enough.
We've had enough.
We've had enough, period. This is it. We've had enough.
Grievance.
We're filing the court case. It's done. We're filing it.
Yep.
It's happening. So all you folks out there that didn't think this was going to happen, guess what?
It's happening.
It's happening. Okay, and this is just the first phase. What we've done is we've moved the men off the beaches, and we've moved them back in to inland. This is it, folks. This is the beginning. This is the beginning.
Yep.
As we move through there.
And this is
actually, it's the end of the beginning.
The beginning of the end.
And we are moving ahead, and that's it. We will have strategies next week. We will be discussing what happened down there on this program. Hopefully, we will have the attorneys on the program. Then the following week will be Mark Baird on where we go next and what we do. And believe me, we have a plan. And all you great people out there in the counties that have been working with your boards of supervisors and cities, you betcha, get them on as plaintiffs. Because we can bring them on in the interlocutory
phase
of this particular case. And that's where we're headed for.
Yep.
We have a plan. I am so excited. My wife and I are like little kids. We can't sleep.
It's like Christmas.
Because we're doing something, aren't we, folks?
We are.
We're getting liberty back.
We're doing what the boards of supervisors would never consider doing. In our county, specifically in Shasta County, they would never, ever do any work toward doing anything like this at all. And, you know, it's unfortunate. They don't support us, but that only proves our point once again. Same with our city council, Reading. They don't support us once again. And, you know, we have one or two city council members on one or two of the other city councils that, you know, are support, but in total they're up against the wall. They can't do anything because they don't have the numbers on the council members, councils. So we're up against the wall. What do? We have to do this. We're forced to do it because we don't even have representation locally. They won't even listen to us. They won't even help us. Okay, Bob, do we need to go off to our next break?
Yes, we do. Before we go to break, Laurie just called in with a question. Are the participants in or at the Capitol tomorrow allowed to take pictures or record audio?
I don't see why not, unless they tell you you can, and then you say why not. But
yeah.
In a lot of cases, I really believe we'll have a few TV cameras following us around, just saying.
There you go.
But, Lori, yeah, you take pictures wherever you want. Is there a law against going in a building you own that you're going to go through and they're telling you you can't take pictures? Well, why is that? Show me the law. Show me the law.
Yeah.
Unless it's some Homeland Security type issue, I would think you would be allowed to.
United States Code, Title 18, everybody. United States Code, Title 18, Section Code 242. If they try to obstruct you from your constitutional rights, it's a felony. Look it up.
Yep.
With that,
we're off to our break.
You bet. Time has come.
For 51.
Turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit soj51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Summer's on Us sales event is back at Redding Kia, and it's amazing. Get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months. Plus, Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. You could use all of that money you're saving to have a great summer vacation. This offer good on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, and Fortes. If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, don't let this great deal pass you by. The Summer's on Us sales event is back at Redding Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with free lifetime oil changes and tire rotations. Come visit Redding Kia's brand new dealership and see for yourself. On approval to credit, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summer's on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.15 per $1,000 finance. Sale ends July 10th. We both own Kias and we love them. Redding Kia, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul. Century of dreams, wanted the loggers and the cowboys. Don't cross by Old Sac and Salem. They curse rough roads, hauling their loads, but they did their best to deliver them. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load.
What a wonderful song.
It is. Those guys are great.
Those guys are talented. And guess what? They're Jeffersonians. They're right out of Siskiyou County.
Yeah, that's awesome.
A bunch of good boys up there working some magic, and we appreciate it very much.
Okay, Lori and all you folks out there, Title 18, United States Code, Section 242, Deprivation of Rights Under the Color of Law. This is if any public official or anybody tries to stop you from any constitutional right you have. This statute makes it a crime for any person acting under the color of law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom to willingly deprive or cause to be deprived any person those rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution and laws of the United States of America, and acts under the color of any law include acts not only done by federal, state, local, within the bounds of the limits of the law authority, but also acts done without and beyond their bounds of lawful authority, which is what they would do if they stopped you from taking pictures, provided that in order for unlawful acts to be any official to be done under the color of law, the unlawful acts must be done while such official is perpetrating or pretending to act in their performance of his or her official duties. In other words, if you're standing in there and an officer said, well, you know, you can't be in this hallway looking at this picture, you just say, excuse me, go to your computer, go to your phone, look at Title 18, because you can prosecute them. And it gets up, this is how good it is. You ready for this? It says basically the punishments vary from fine or imprisonment up to 10 years or both. And I know I stopped a CHP who was trying to run us off the Capitol steps with this. I actually stopped him in his tracks and he left us alone. So really and truly, if you're armed with the law, it's powerful. The gloves have got to come off, folks. We're done screwing around, and I'm using the word screwing around, and I'm using that because I'm on the radio. But we have gotten to a point now where the gloves are coming off. This is about our kids and our grandkids and the liberty of our country. Gary Holohan, come on, buddy.
Good morning. I'm excited, and I'm just sitting here, not as involved as you two are. Pardon the pun, but this would be a good time to tell the state of California to go fly a kite, don't you think?
I was thinking of something a little more colorful, but I'm sure Red Smith could really do us all with something colorful.
Well, anyway, I'll be more blunt than when the spineless snollygosters of the city council and the board of supervisors will come out of the woodwork now, because as you've mentioned, they are against the state of Jefferson. They do not want representation. They do not want the government changed because they're on the gravy train in one degree or another. And it's rather ironic that they're looking at California. They don't want to disrupt the money gravy train from a state that is $12.2 billion. Is my number right? $12.2 billion in debt? What's the possibility of California providing money for these people? And, of course, city council and the board of supervisors have no vision past the end of their nose, and they will come out as well as our so-called printed paper, the wretched flashlight, will no doubt come out with all the doom and gloom that we cannot financially support ourselves, etc., etc. Thank goodness these people weren't around in 1776.
Hey, Gary, it's a little more than $12 billion. It's probably more like a trillion. It's as far as the debt. If I heard you right, the debt of California is, it's... I mean, okay. they were admitting to $347 billion with a B.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it could be up to a trillion. But, just to keep you on a little longer, because I want to run this by you, because I think it's important. When the president... Getting waved here?
No, keep going.
When the president went ahead and did an executive order for the 501c3 position of churches, that is going to put people who are on the pulpit in a position to where they can start talking about liberty. And really and truly, people like Terry Oxley at True Life Church or my good friend Dave Bryan at Glad Tidings, who's such a wonderful man, it just these folks are out there fighting for liberty. They're speaking from the pulpit, and you can't stop somebody from their First Amendment rights. So I'm going to talk to the churches out there, especially, let's just call them out. How about Little Country Church? They have a great pastor. Little Country Church. You go to Little Country Church, when's he going to start talking about the tyranny? Or does he talk about the tyranny? Does he talk about the tyranny and the unjustness and all the horrible things that California is doing, the selling of baby parts, all the other types of things? And what about Bethel? I mean, Bethel, they've been great. They want to help us with the police department. But what are they saying from the pulpit? Are they saying that we still need to obey these liberal positions that these people have, that are just diametrically opposed to God's laws? Where is the courage? The black robe. The Revolutionary War was led by the parsons and pastors of this country. They led the regiments. They led the companies. Anyway, Gary, just wanted to...
He was ranting.
Yeah, I just ranted, yeah. And oh, by the way, we just got... Red just handed us a note saying that California could be $104 trillion in debt. Maybe he can talk about that in his program. That seems like a lot, but I mean, what's a trillion? A gob? I mean, what is that?
A boatload of money.
One other thing, and I'll mention it as we become closer to our big rally. Each person should have a copy of that statute you just talked about guaranteeing an individual to be able to walk on in the Capitol and do this, that, and something else. That's our ticket, and each person should take upon him or herself to acquire that copy, because that's an insurance policy for your liberty and freedom, and it's time that we exert both.
I agree, buddy.
Amen.
And Red just stuck his head back in the door. I guess we'll get this straight sooner or later. Good grief.
That's how we roll.
It's 1.4 trillion.
1.4
trillion. That's it. That's the number. 1.4.
Okay.
So
maybe one of the snollygosters could call in and explain how they planned to squeeze their budget money out of 1.4 trillion in the hole.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, Gary, we got to go to Round Mountain. I love you, brother, but we got to go to Round Mountain, Bob. I'm sorry, Bob. We're just kind of on one here, excited. I'm sure you are. And go ahead, buddy.
Turn your radio down,
okay.
Bob.
Bob,
yeah.
Turn your radio off.
Turn your radio down.
There you go. All right. You know, all I wanted to say was, guys, you're doing a great, great job, and I'm behind you. And something else I want to say is tomorrow I'm picking up a couple of people at the Eagles Nest Church, and if anybody else wants to go, I got room for two more to take down there.
Outstanding.
So I'd appreciate it if they'd show up before 8 o'clock. I'll be there by 8 o'clock, so we're down there.
Outstanding, Bob. Thanks again. Bob is like the signature king of the world. I mean, if you want somebody to get a signature, thank you, brother.
Thanks, Bob.
And,
you have a good one.
You too.
And give it all we got, buddy.
I will. And so will we.
All right.
And so will you. I'm looking forward to walking around with you in those offices. I can't wait to hear that.
There you go.
Just remember, we've got to keep the language clean there, brother. That's all.
Yes, we will do that.
You bet. Maybe we all ought to wear Billy Bob teeth. What do you think?
There you go.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Good. All right. Bye.
And I want to reiterate that we are meeting at the Capitol. You know, we'll meet out in front about 11. You go in at your leisure. We're between 11 and 2, 11 and 3, and the filing will take place in the morning. They'll do that in the morning. So that's something that's done electronically.
Yeah.
So.
And then we serve well after that because we want to make sure that all the filing is done correctly, and then we'll get updates from the attorneys on where we're at, and we'll see how that goes because we've never done this before.
We haven't.
So we have to be flexible and we have to be able to go with the flow and wherever the tide takes us.
I want to get back to the churches if I could. You know, if you guys are going to church today, talk to your pastor. Talk to your elders. Come on. You know, Donald Trump has taken the 501c3. What's the excuse now? What's the excuse to allow this stuff to happen? What's the excuse for saying, oh, gosh, if we have a law here, we have to obey it even though it's against God's laws? What's the excuse now? And, yeah, I may sound tough on that. I may be holding some feet to the fire. But we have to have some courage.
Well, do you know, I was watching the news the other day, and I don't watch the ABC, NBC, CBS news. I watch the other stuff. And they were talking about the this whole scenario right here with the churches and the 501c3s and all that stuff. There has never been a church that has lost their standing.
Ever.
When I say standing, they've never lost their 501c3. They've never been penalized. They've never been called on the carpet. They've never had any issues with it. So for these people that are in the know to say that, it's a scare tactic that all the churches have followed. They have been scared into submission. Guess what? They need to stand up and have a pair and not be and step out of that submission factor and do what they're supposed to do. Be godly and follow and lead us into that. They need to make sure that it's happening, and they need to do it from the pulpit. And it's not just the pastor himself. It's the church in total.
And the
elders.
It's
the church body.
Yes.
It's the church body, and we all need to make sure that that happens. And when they start to squirm a little bit, remind them of that. That has never happened. Truly, it has never happened. So don't let them use that as a tactic. They need to not be fearful of it. Good Lord, what are they going to do when they get to the pearly gates? And God asks them the question, why didn't you step up for your people?
I know.
Why didn't you do this?
I agree. So, you know, and you know, we know people like Dave Bryan, and I want to bring up him and Terry Oxley. What a couple of great patriots they are.
Yes.
You know, you have somebody like Dave Ryan. Here he is at Glad Tidings Church, just thousands of dollars, helped us with stuff, gives his church to us anytime he wants. You're talking about a gentleman who is just what a wonderful man. I mean, when it comes to ministries and missions and helping young people and all the different things he does in, you know, in the community of faith, all the great things he does. Dave Bryan is our official pastor of the state of Jefferson. Dave Bryan of Glad Tidings Church is our official pastor of the state of Jefferson. And what a great, great group of people he has there. Tara, all of them, great people. Anyway, I don't know if we have to run off to our last break. I think we do. I'm getting a nod here from Bob. So, yeah, we're excited. I know. Gloves are off, guys. Gloves are off. We just have to watch our exuberance so that we don't use colorful metaphors. We'll leave that slipping to our good friend Red. Right, buddy? I know you're out there. We love you, Red.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Because time has come.
For 51.
Well, baby used to stay out all night long. She made me cry. Done me wrong. She hurt my eyes open. That's no lie. Tables turning now. Her time to cry. Because I used to love her, but it's all over now. Because I used to love her, but it's all over now.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
The Reading Rodeo has been inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame as one of the top rodeos in the nation. Come see what makes the Reading Rodeo a recipient of this great honor as the Reading Rodeo takes place May 17th through the 20th. 4 days of action-packed rodeo with free performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday night are family night, and Friday is tough enough to wear pink night. Sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge as the top 10 in each event compete for an $80,000 purse. Every night will feature a Chuckwagon Races specialty act. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo Box Office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Order by phone at 241-8559. Reading Rodeo annual stake feed is Saturday, May 13th. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Moved my family away from my Carolina home. Had dreams about the West and started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, light. We were digging and sifting from 5 to 5, selling everything we found just to stay alive. Gold flowed free like the whiskey in the bar. Sin was the big thing, Lord, and sin was a star. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, golden them hills, and it's waiting.
How appropriate.
There is gold in them hills.
Gold in those hills.
There's fire real
on,
gold.
Fire on the mountain. Yeah. Oh, man. Great song. Thanks for your choices there, Sally. You're doing an outstanding job.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Bob putting the pieces of the puzzle together for us. Okay, I wanted to go back over the fundraiser that we're having here in Shasta County in Anderson specifically. That will be on June 17th at 6:30 p.m. The doors open at 5. And it's you need to get your tickets, and it's a dinner fundraiser auction. Dinner auction fundraiser, excuse me. It's going to be at the Anderson Veterans Hall. And Shasta and Tama County are working on it together as a joint venture, which is a great thing to do. And, again, the doors open at 5, dinner at 6:30. It's a tri-tip or barbecue chicken dinner, $30 per person, $50 per couple, pre-sale tickets only. And you need to contact these two ladies, Jan at 945-0673 or Patty at 833-0265. Jan is Shasta County. Patty is Tama County. And all proceeds from the event go to the Jefferson Legal Fund. And if you want to do that, another great way to get a hold of Jan is on Monday nights, except for tomorrow night. It's the only night we're not going to have a meeting. But typically on Monday nights, we have our Jefferson meeting at 3276 Pacelli Lane. And the Jefferson meeting starts about 5:30. So you can get there a little early, talk to Jan, buy tickets from her when the time comes. And then go into the Patriot meeting after that if you'd like to do that as well. So, or just give these ladies a call. Again, Jan at 945-0673 and Patty at 833-0265. Okay, that's it on the fundraiser part of it. But I just wanted to go down a list real quick of the counties who are going to be represented tomorrow in the lawsuit. There is. These are the 21 counties that have filed the declarations. Siskiyou, Modoc, Glenn, Tehama, Trinity, Lassen, Plumas, Sierra, Butte, Colusa, Lake, Mendocino, Yuba, Sutter, Placer, Nevada, El Dorado, Calaveras, Amador, Tuolumne, and Shasta. And then we have additional counties who are seeking for representation like what we're seeking for. But they're not named in the lawsuit yet, but they are going to most likely be added at some point within at least the discussion of our lawsuit. And that is, and they're contingent. They're contiguous to Tuolumne and to Calaveras County, starting with Stanislaus, Merced, Mariposa, Madera, and Fresno. So you think about that. The Central Valley wants representation, just like the northern portion of California. So you're looking at 26 counties that want representation. I wonder how that's going to work out. I think we should get it. I think we'll get it.
I think so, too. Hey, Jimmy, you still out there, buddy? Jimmy in Redding. And got to make it quick. We only got a minute or two, buddy.
Okay, yeah. Where is Round Mountain Bob going to pick people up at?
He's going to pick them up in front of the Eagle's Nest Church, where we have our meeting where you were at last week. And he'll pick everybody up at 8 a.m.
Okay, and real quick, I will be there. And if anybody else needs a ride, I'll have enough for three people to go. And if nobody else shows up, I'll just go with Brown Mountain Bob. How's that sound?
That sounds great. That sounds great. What we'll do, too, is we'll go ahead and we'll have Sally put that out. We'll have Sally put a blast out on that for people that need rides to meet at the Eagle's Nest Church. That's great, Jimmy. You're a great patriot. And, buddy, you know, tomorrow's going to be amazing. I just want to bring up one more quick thing about the Title 18, Code Section 242. I used it on the highway patrol at the Capitol when they tried to stop us from doing an event that we had a permit for. I used it on him, and he backed off. He backed down. Not only did they back down, and the three horsemen, which are good guys, but they backed down. Not only that, but when I went by him, I looked at him and said, you know, someone could get sued over this. You know, I'm tired, guys. Are you tired? Are the gloves coming off? Are you tired of this yet? Have you had enough of tyranny?
Bob just pushed the button on you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I will see you guys at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, fellas.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy. We'll talk
All right,
to you
guys.
Then. Okay, and a quick option, too, as far as donations. People can donate for the court case at P.O. Box 751 Palisadro 96073, or you can go to PayPal and donate that way for State of Jefferson, and GoFundMe for State of Jefferson. Those are three options that you can put your money where your mouth is and get us supported and get it going.
And if you think we're worked up, wait till you get Sovereign Minds on here.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Kent standing on top of a desk out there, screaming.
All right, we'll see all you wonderful Patriots tomorrow.
And he's screaming, time has come!
For 51.
Woohoo! Sovereign Minds is next at KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I am Michael Harrington. France elects a president today, millions of voters at the polls, and a battle between independent centrist Emmanuel Macron and National Front Party leader Marine Le Pen, a populist and far-right conservative. This man chose Macron.
I think it's very worrisome now with extreme right, which is quite high in the polls, and we'll see what the latest result will show. So I'm very worried about this. I don't like the extreme. I don't think it's good for France. I think it's better to be moderate, and Macron can give the chance for France to be in the center, and that's what we need.
The polls close at 8 p.m. in France, and officials' results are expected to be following soon thereafter. That means here in the U.S. we should...